It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? We're television neighbors again, because we're together. You know what this is? It's a piece of rope with handles on the ends of the rope. You know what it's for? Jumping rope. Yep. See if I can... No, it's better not to jump rope in the house. Let's try it outside. Ever see anybody jump rope? I don't do it very well. Marlon Barnett's going to come over here in a little while, and she told me that she'd be glad to help me to learn to jump rope better. I think it must take a lot of practice to do it well. And you can't learn it by just sitting and thinking about it. That's why I ask for a real teacher to come and help me. You can make believe it happens or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it, and when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it. You did it. You did it. It's true. Oh, there she comes now. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Good. You've got some friends with you.
Yeah, some students.
Oh, good. I'd like to meet them.
Okay, this is Kiana.
Hi.
Hello, Kiana. Glad to meet you.
And Eve.
Hello, Eve.
Hi.
Hi.
And Rashidi.
Hi, Rashidi. Glad to meet you. I've been trying the jump rope, but not doing too well. Yeah, how do you begin?
Like this.
Oh, you'll show me. Good.
Just hop over it like this.
Oh, is that the first thing you do?
When you're
learning. Oh, I've got to tie that.
That's right. You don't want to trip.
Oh. You mean just hop over and back?
Yes. But when you get a little better, do like this.
Try that.
You mean like that? And then pull it through?
That's it.
Yes.
It's good, huh?
And then I guess you just go on after that. I'd like to see what you all do with your jump ropes.
Okay, you want to show?
Rashidi first? Good. Oh, look at that.
Okay.
How in the world can you do that with the crossing? I mean, you make it this way, and then you cross it like this? Did it take a long time to learn that?
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. A lot of practice, huh?
Yes.
Are you next, Eve? Oh, good.
Just take it to the side.
Uh-huh. Is that fun?
Good.
Oh, I'm glad to see that. Kiana, what are you going to do?
Backwards jumping.
I'm really proud of them. They work hard at their jumping.
Well, they give a lot of people pleasure with it, too, don't they?
Yes, they do.
You've
we can try some other things. Yes, let's try Let's try something else. Oh, this is rope down?
That's not for you, huh?
No. Sometimes we jump all together.
Oh.
Let's show them some jumping all together. I'm just going to turn it. We're going to all try to get in. Isn't that fun? Great.
Good. Okay. I'm sorry. I think I tripped you on that one.
That's okay. We're used to working like this. Now we're going to try something with two ropes. Now this is going to take some turning.
Well, you just
sometimes
show me
I
how.
Get mixed up.
Okay.
You know, the students had to teach me this. It's something that they just start working on. Let me get this untangled.
You mean we're going to make both of these go around?
Yes, we are, as soon as we can get them all straightened out here. That's it. Okay. Now we're going to turn.
Who's
going to
come
rope.
In here?
You.
Oh, you are? All right.
This one's going to go this way, and this one's going to go this way.
Go faster.
Go faster.
Oh, my. You are very good at that.
Okay. That's a lot of fun.
That is very difficult.
Takes
isn't
a
it?
Lot of practice.
I would think. How long have you been jumping rope?
About since I was six.
So, about 3 or 4 years?
Yes.
Well, I'm proud of all of you.
Before we go, I thought maybe we should do some exercises. What do you think?
I try to do mine every day, but I like to do them with other people better.
Great. Come on, Eve. Come on over. Rashidi. Yana. First one we're going to try is muscles for the front of our leg and the back of our legs.
All right.
All we're going to do is relax and pull the toes toward our body. That's it. And push back out. And pull. Good. And push. And pull. Okay. Next one we're going to try is let's extend one leg. That's right. We're going to keep the right leg straight, extend the other one, and we're going to reach forward. Just hold it. We're not going to bounce. And relax. And reach. And relax. No bouncing. No fast movements.
No fast movements.
No. Let's try it on the other leg. That's it. Reach. Good. And hold. And just reach. Let's hold it. Okay, that's
good.
I can
feel that in there.
Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's try standing. All right, this one, hands on the waist. I'm going to just bend over, not to the back, slightly to the front, and up. That's good. And bend the other way, and up, and just bend again to the side, and up. Good. And the last one helps us with our jumping. It's just turning the arms. Forward, 2, 3, 4, and back. 2, 3, 4, and forward.
That's like being a bird.
That's because my students and I are about to go bird watching. Yes.
We have to go back to the school and get the binoculars.
Binoculars? You mean you're going to use binoculars to watch for the birds?
Uh-huh.
Ah, great.
I hope to find the cardinal. I really like watching for birds.
You do, Rashidi. Good
yes.
for you. Cardinal's a beautiful bird.
I like blue jays.
Blue jays?
Yes.
Hope you find one. I hope you find one.
Yes,
Fiona.
We better go.
Thank you very much for your help today.
Well, Fred, keep up the good work.
Thanks, Marlon.
We're really proud of you.
Proud of you, too. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
They were really kind to me. They didn't make fun of the way I couldn't jump rope. They just helped me instead. Yeah, they didn't laugh at me. Let's go inside. Always feel better after Marlon's been here, do my exercises. I'll show you some binoculars. I have some over here. Here. These are binoculars. People sometimes use things like this when they look at birds in the sky or things far away. If you ever meet anybody who's a bird watcher, You might want to ask them what kind of birds they like and whether they use binoculars like this. Let's see here. Here's a book of birds. Hey, there's a cardinal right on the front. See the cardinal? That's the bird that Rashidi likes so much. And what was it that Kiana said that she liked? I think it was a blue jay. Here's a blue jay. I think I'll look up a wren. House wren. 81. Troglodytes aeden. That's a house wren. Fancy word. See if there are any owls in here. Page 54. See, in some books you can see in the back a whole list of the different things, and then it tells you what page it's on. And owls are on page 54 and 55. Lots of birds in this world. I love books. Well, let's have some make-believe. We have lots to make-believe about today. Trolley? Yes. King Friday the 13th thinks his son, Prince Tuesday, should go to a more royal school than Miss Cow's school at someplace else. In fact, the king has invited Sir Thomas T. Tune to come to the neighborhood to teach international lofty generosity to Prince Tuesday instead of the prince's other kind of school. What do you think about that? Well, let's pretend that Prince Tuesday is getting ready to talk with his dad about all of this. And he and Lady Aberlin are waiting for the king in the castle garden as the trolley goes by in the neighborhood of make-believe. Trolley?
I don't know what to say to Daddy.
Well, what would you like to say?
I'd like to tell him that I want to stay in my school. I don't want to have to study lofty generosity all the time.
Why don't you just tell him that then?
I'm afraid he'll get mad at me.
Oh, he's been mad before.
I know, but I don't want him to be mad at me.
Well, I'll be right beside you should you decide to say anything.
Thanks.
Lady Evelyn and Prince Tuesday, I presume.
Correct,
as usual, Daddy.
Friday.
Tuesday, I can't wait for you to meet Sir Thomas. I understand he's the very best.
I can wait.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, go on, Tuesday. Tell Uncle Friday what you said.
I said that I can wait. I don't want Sir Thomas to come to be my teacher.
Of course you do. You need to study royal things like lofty generosity the way I did.
I want to study the things that Miss Cow teaches all of us.
Miss Cow is not teaching you how to become a king.
Not exactly like you.
No, and I think Sir Thomas will do nicely.
But, Daddy, I don't have to be exactly like you to grow up and be a king.
Tuesday, I am adamant. Farewell to you both.
Farewell, Uncle Friday.
What does adamant mean?
It means unyielding.
What does unyielding mean?
It means not giving in.
Well, I'm adamant, too.
You mean you're not going to give in either?
Right. unless he makes me.
Since Sir Thomas isn't here yet, why don't I just take you over to the school? It doesn't make sense for us just to wait around here for him all day.
Oh, would you?
Of course. Might as well be where you want to be as long as you can be. And anyway, I'm going to come back here and look for X's cousin Mary. She's a teacher. She might be able to help.
Oh, Lady Eberlin, you're such a thoughtful, kind person.
Oh, it makes me feel good whenever I can help somebody. Come on, let's go to the school.
My real school.
Like Lady Eberlin and Prince Tuesday.
I thought Prince Tuesday would be in school by now.
Well, maybe they're doing some special project.
Yeah.
Speaking of project, maybe we'd better open our owl correspondence school lesson.
Oh, what do you suppose it is?
Well, you like your lessons, don't you?
Oh, I can hardly wait. Yeah.
Oh, look what's in here.
What?
Some binoculars.
Oh, binoculars. Oh, let me see through that. Why, that's great. I can see almost to someplace else. And there's Daniel's clock. And there's the forest.
Let's look and see what the OCS wants us to do with them.
Okay.
Oh, it's a lesson on people watching.
People watching? You mean I'm supposed to watch people?
That's what it looks like. Hmm. You're supposed to look for as many different kinds of people as possible, doing as many different kinds of things as possible.
Hmm.
Oh, here's an example. It's a picture of a person jumping rope.
I think this is going to be fun. We can watch people doing everything.
Well, here are the rules on privacy.
Oh.
It is not kind for now to watch people when people don't want to be watched.
Oh.
So an important part of this OCS lesson is to learn how to ask people if it's all right to watch them.
First, you have to ask to watch. Is that it?
That's it.
Here comes a people.
When it's just one person, you say, here comes a person, not here comes a people.
Okay. Here comes a person, and her name is Lady Eberlina. How am I supposed to ask her if I can watch her?
It would be appropriate to greet a person and add, I am an owl studying people. May I please look at you doing something through my binoculars?
Hello, Cousin Mary. Welcome.
Hello, Lady
Eberlin.
Hi, X. Hi, I am an owl studying people. May I please look at you doing something through my binoculars?
Of course. What would you like me to do?
Well, you could jump rope.
Jump rope? Oh, okay. If a pretend rope will do, I'd be glad to jump rope for you.
Is a pretend rope all right, Cousin Mary?
It looks all right to me.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Ready?
Yes, ready.
Here I go.
Oh. You surely know how to jump rope, Lady A.
I haven't done this in years.
Do you like it better with or without a rope?
I like it both ways. Want me to do anything else?
X, you're supposed to watch a person thinking.
Just thinking?
That's what it says here.
Want me to think?
Oh, sure, if you would, please.
Oh, I just thought of something I have to do.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, we're not supposed to ask what a person is thinking while watching a person think. It says so right here.
Well, am I allowed to tell you what I'm thinking?
Oh, of course, the person we watch is allowed to do anything.
Oh, well, I was thinking that I really ought to be seeing about Sir Thomas.
Is that a person?
Oh, yes, and evidently he's a very important person.
What does he do? Something I could watch?
He's coming to teach Prince Tuesday.
I thought Tuesday was in his own school.
He is. That is, until Sir Thomas comes to the neighborhood, which might be at any moment.
Are you talking about Sir Thomas Toon, the person who teaches lofty generosity?
Yes. Have you heard of him?
Oh, I know him. He helps with the PCS sometimes.
The PCS?
The People Correspondence School. Correspondence schools are not just for owls.
Oh, of course.
There's the OCS and PCS and LCS.
Oh, what's the LCS?
Lizard Correspondence School.
Oh, of course. Mm. So you actually know Sir Thomas?
Oh, I do, and he is so wonderful.
Wonderful? I thought he was going to be stuffy and very lofty.
Oh, he just looks lofty. Has King Friday ever met him?
Well, I don't think so. He describes him as some great authority, and we all thought he'd be sort of a scary person.
Sir Thomas, he'll be fine.
Oh, I surely do feel some better.
Hey, Lady Abrilina, want to look through the binoculars?
Sure.
You'll see.
Thank you. Well, you two do something.
Oh, what'll we do, Cousin Mary?
Why don't we do a dance?
All right. I'll start inside.
Oh, just call me a bird watcher.
Hello, bird watcher.
You two are great. Well, I've got to go back to the castle now. I have some royal people watching to do.
Come back anytime, Lady A.
I will. Maybe with Sir Thomas.
If he's a person, I could watch him for my lesson.
He's a person, all right. Wait till you see him.
Oh, thank you for your encouraging words, Cousin Mary. I surely hope Sir Thomas can handle Uncle Friday.
Never fear.
All right. Let's hear it for all correspondence schools.
All correspondence schools, dear ACS.
Dear ACS.
We learn our lessons, and we get by U.S. We hope for an S. So all correspondence schools, dear ACS.
All of them.
All correspondence schools, we love you best. We love you best.
May I please watch you going to the castle through my binoculars, Lady Abrilina?
You certainly may, and thank you for asking.
Certainly. Did I do that okay? Thank you.
Oh, yes, Charlie. Cousin Mary says she thinks he might be okay. Yes, we'll just have to wait. I'll say.
What do you think Sir Thomas will be like? Well, Cousin Mary seems to like him, doesn't she? Maybe he'll be a surprise to King Friday. We'll pretend some more about that next time. And when you're playing with your own toys, you could make up more stories about the neighborhood of make-believe or any other place that you want to think about. See who's at our door. It's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Good day.
What do you have here?
Well, it's a kitten. I thought it might be yours.
Oh, no, I've never seen it before.
Well, I was walking down the street and noticed it right near your front porch.
Oh, here's a caller.
Okay.
It says 143-6870.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know something? That is the Nochi phone number.
Uh-huh.
And why don't I call? May I use your phone?
Of course.
And there you go.
I'll hold you.
Okay, I'll just give them a quick phone call, let them know.
All right.
Now, could you tell me that one more time?
143-6870.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's
ringing.
Kitten.
Oh, hello,
yeah.
Debbie. Yes, this is Mr. McFeely. You knew what I was going to say, right? Yes, I have it. All right, I'll make a speedy delivery. Right here at Mr. Rogers' house. All righty.
It's a playful kitten.
Surely. Okay, I'll tell him. All righty.
What'd they say?
Bye-bye. Well, they're glad I found Shirley. That's the kitten's name, Shirley.
Oh, hi, Shirley. Shirley's frisky, yes.
Well, I told them I'd make a speedy delivery, and that's what I'll do.
Now, you're always helping somebody with something, Mr.
Well,
McFeely.
I like helping others, and I like my speedy delivery service. Now, right this way, Shirley.
Right this way, Shirley.
Back to the Nochi household. All righty, here we go.
And Shirley, don't go on the streets. No, we wouldn't want you to get hurt.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mr. McFeely. I think Mr. McFeely likes to take care of animals and people and things. I know I do, too. Better give the fish some food. The fish. I like to take care of them too. I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once I was very little too. Now I take care of you. And the more you grow, the more care you can give, and the better you can feel about it. Mm-hmm. See you later, fish. Remember how you start? Just put the rope down like that, and hop over, and hop back. That's how you start things. Just very simple steps at first. It's a good feeling to know that you can learn something by starting very simply and then growing and growing and growing with it. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day by just your being yourself. I'll be back next time.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.